Welcome to the latest episode of Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. Thanks for joining us on your favorite podcast app on Apple, Apple Podcasts, on Android. Recommend Spotify or the Five Reasons YouTube channel. Also, make sure you check out Off the Floor. That's our new Discord server, $2.99 per month. It's where we post the latest information first. You can also communicate with Heat fans all day long. Link is right here in the description. Also, check out the great sponsors of the Five Reasons Sports Network. Includes Prize Picks. Use the code 5. Legal again in the state of Florida. We know the NBA and NHL are done. Congratulations to the Panthers, but the other sports go on. So check it out. Use the code 5, F-I-V-E. Plenty of promotions on there. It's a great game, and you can make some money. Use the code 5. Get the initial deposit matched up to $100 at prizepicks.com. And now, today's episode.
Down to Biscayne. Yikes. Five on the floor, ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing, you can check the score. Hustle hard, couple scars, wearing bubble frogs. Just like Buck said, you in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor playing, got an all band. Y'all seen the block, stop with one hand. And Pat, we trust, it's power, have the guts. We here to bring the heat, y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
All right, welcome back to Five on the Floor. Here's today's floor plan. I'm Ethan Skolnick. You can follow me at Ethan J. Skolnick on Five Reasons Sports. I got Brady Hawk. You can follow him at Brady Hawk 305. We did three episodes to get you ready for free agency, and then not a whole lot happened. So here's what we're going to do. We're coming to you on Monday morning, and we're just going to blitz through it. We're just going to give our thoughts on some of these moves. We'll start with the Heat. We'll go forward. This is going to be a short episode. We will do more episodes as we go forward, as it demands. Let's start right here. The Miami Heat have re-signed Kevin Love. We told you that would likely happen. He opted out of his contract. He got an extra year. There's no option in it. He's going to be with the Miami Heat, barring a trade, for the next two seasons. Brady, thoughts?
Yeah, I kind of felt he was coming back the entire time. I mean, we could talk about them needing talent, but I think one of the things they also needed was some veteran leadership in that locker room, especially heading into a season where things could get bumpy with the fact that we're not expecting a whole lot of change in terms of it doesn't look like that's the direction they're going to end up going. And the whole situation with Jimmy, I think you do need a voice in that locker room to kind of steer you in the right direction. Even with Bam being the captain, you need a kind of an older guy in there. And he could still be effective. He could still play in certain roles, it feels like, in the regular season. He could still stretch the floor for them. He could still play a certain role. And I think he's important even for a guy like Khalil Ware, just to kind of be like in his head a little bit, just kind of with the fact that he's kind of a pop-out shooter. He can kind of do some of that stuff. So I like the re-signing. I just think the problem with it, I think people have, is that it's been the only Woj bomb linked to the Miami Heat.
Yeah, I like it too. And again, it was expected. It paves the way for Kevin to have a role in the organization afterwards too, which I think is something that the Heat might be interested in. He might be interested in down the road. And yeah, there's really no harm to it. I mean, it's a roster spot that he's going to fill well with various roles. I always defended the Udonis Haslem roster spot. And actually, Kevin provides more on the court than UD did towards the end. So, and especially the relationship with Jimmy Butler, which we know is something that's going to have to be managed a little bit more carefully this year. All right, second thing is Caleb Martin and Haywood Highsmith are still not signed anywhere. We are expecting Caleb Martin to go elsewhere. Haywood Highsmith's market appears to be pretty robust. And so although I know his desire was to return to the Heat, I don't necessarily think that's going to happen. So we'll see what goes on from there. The others, again, we've mentioned Josh Richardson opted in. He's staying. Thomas Bryant likely going. He opted out. DeLon Wright, we're waiting on any news with him. Feels like that'll come a little bit later in the cycle. So, again, I know that Heat fans want more. We told you there wasn't going to be a lot early. We got to see the market settle. And then, you know, the trade market is really where this may be for the Heat. And you have to see what other teams do. So let's pivot to what other teams have done. The key move so far that would affect the Miami Heat, it would seem, is Paul George to the 76ers. They're also getting Eric Gordon. They are loading up. The Paul George news broke overnight. How concerned should Heat fans be about this?
I mean, I think there should be a decent level of concern because Philadelphia got better. I mean, they definitely got better. You have Maxey, who seems to be a kind of a cornerstone, who also got extended this morning for Philly. And you get Paul George in the system. I think the only thing that you'd say, the only knock on it is will they ever be fully healthy? And that's kind of going to be the question, I guess, for that team is games played, will they be ready for playoff time, all of that stuff. But 100%, they went in for talent. They're a talented team, and they're going to be up there with the best of them in the Eastern Conference. So I think it's key because we're looking at a lot of these different Eastern Conference teams. Philadelphia, you have the Knicks, who is obviously depth is pretty clear, and they have kind of a good vibe throughout the roster that matters. Like, a lot of these teams in the Eastern Conference are getting better. They're getting more talented. So it does hold a little bit of weight. So we'll see what continues to happen in the Eastern Conference. There are certain moves. The Knicks lost Hartenstein a little bit ago. He went to OKC for a big number. And I think that's what, when you look at some of these guys like Haywood and some of these guys we're talking about that are kind of testing the market, when you see these guys like Hartenstein getting $29 million a year, it's like getting a specialist in Haywood Highsmith, where you get a wing defender on some of these teams that are interested, that have cap space, that are trying to win. It's not crazy to think that he could get a bag like that. So that's why it is worrisome, I think, on the Haywood front. The only thing is, I guess, if the money is similar, like somewhat similar to what Miami's offering, he's going to be back. But the question is, will the money be similar?
Well, that's the thing. And that's where, again, Heat fans get frustrated, because they're like, well, why do these other teams have all this money to spend? Why do all these teams have all these draft picks? And I do think that we probably should do an episode sort of how we got here. Even though we've been telegraphing this all along, like why it is that Miami doesn't have the asset pool. You know, they had to get off of some players a while ago too, and that depleted the asset pool. Some of this is not even that recent. So, you know, that's part of this, but also it is that the market always explodes. And this is why when we talk about contracts like Rozier's and Hero's, they're really not bad contracts for the players. It's really more a fit issue with the Heat, an availability issue with the Heat, which is what we've talked about. But if you see Hartenstein getting $29 million, like that's what Tyler Hero gets. Is Hartenstein necessarily a better player than Hero for his particular position? I don't know that most people would argue that. He had a good year. I know that the Knicks wanted to keep him. I actually think, Brady, that in some ways the Knicks will look different and not necessarily better next year. I'm not really sure. I they add Bridges. He's a good player. He duplicates some things that Anunoby does, that Hart does. Like, they have three guys that any team would love to have. Are they lead guys? Is Randall coming back healthy to be one of the lead guys? They got to plug him back in. And then, of course, you know, you've got Brunson. I mean, there's a lot of pieces there. They all know each other from college. And I'm not going to downplay it and say they didn't do anything. I mean, they did. Bridges is a good player, but it's just, I don't know. I'm not convinced. The pieces don't fit the way that Boston's pieces fit. I'll just leave it at that.
But I think the key there is they do have the flexibility, I guess, to shift the roster, where you look at it that you mentioned kind of there being some duplication in the wing position. But like, say they want to trade Randall and you get like a replacement for Hartenstein, like they have the flexibility to do that type of stuff in terms of roster construction. And look, we joked around for so many years about Miami when they go on these runs and it's the power of friendship and it becomes a joke, but continuity, chemistry, and like wanting to play together and wanting to like be a good regular season, like that stuff matters. So I think looking at the Knicks roster, like they're going to be a good regular season team. Like they're going to have a really good record. And I don't want to just call them a regular season team because we've seen what they did in the playoffs. They have a guy in Jalen Brunson that is a top guy that can kind of lead them in that way. And now they have a bunch of perimeter defenders. Like, let's just match them up against Miami in a way. Like, they have a lot of perimeter defenders to throw at Miami's guys. Like, they have a lot of guys that they could throw at a Jimmy Butler. And Miami, on the other hand, I think they valued wing defenders so much. And you're kind of seeing that we keep talking about Caleb and Haywood, that what's going to happen with the defensive side of things for Miami. We're so focused on the offense, and for good reason. I'm focused on the offense. They need to get better in scoring. They need to get more offense. But at some point, you got to look around and be like, Miami's gotten themselves here every year based on the fact that Spo can just lean on these wing lesser talented offensive talented defenders and have gotten things in the mud and won games. They're still going to need those type of guys. So now you have to look around the roster and see who's going to step up. Like Jay Rich, having him back, he's not really a super wing defender. He's more of a guard defender, but they're probably going to have to play him in certain spots that they played some of these other guys like Caleb. And you're going to have to just try to find replacements in that way. So just comparing it to the Knicks, that's the one advantage that they do have. They do have the wing defense. They do have the flexibility, and they have good vibes across the roster, which I don't know if we're looking at Miami and saying the same thing at this exact moment.
No, I the vibes are not immaculate, as they say. I think especially as you're entering a season with Jimmy Butler, you know, playing out his contract, which, again, we talk about on every podcast because it's the single most important thing for the Heat right now. And you mentioned the wing defenders. I mean, you're right. That I mean, Hart, Anunoby, and Mikal Bridges are three guys that they can put on Jimmy Butler. I mean, I don't think that's necessarily why they're doing it. Tibbs always seems to have Jimmy in mind, but you're correct. In the modern NBA, you need wings, and the Heat are going to lose one in Caleb Martin, most likely, and I think they may lose the other in Haywood Highsmith. And so, right, then you've got to find replacements for them. DeLon, you know, we'll see. I mean, I liked a lot of what I saw towards the end of last year. And then, you know, you mentioned Josh, but he's got to defend better than he did the first couple of months because that wasn't great. I mean, he started to find his way offensively and a little bit defensively as the year went on, and then he got hurt. All right, when we come back, we'll get to some of the rest of the signings around the NBA. Before we do, I want to mention a great sponsor of the Five Reasons Sports Network, our friends over at Better Edge. Use the code 5RSN. That's the number 5RSN. $20 to play. This is legal sports betting. The difference between this and other legal sports betting in the state of Florida is that you actually save money because you don't pay what's called the VIG. So you don't just give money to the house for nothing. Go to their marketplace. You can find the line that you want. Enter our contest. Again, $20 to play. Costs you nothing to do it. Go to betteredge.com. Use the code 5RSN. All right, before we close here, and I do think things are going to pick up a little bit. I think some of this was window dressing because teams did not want to get caught tampering. The league has come down on that a little bit harder lately and made it clear they were going to come down harder on it. So if you have deals done in the first 10 minutes of free agency, it looks a little suspicious. I feel like more is going to happen here over the next few days. We talked about some of the players who may fall to the Heat. So check out some previous episodes on that, and we'll update as we go. Give me the single most significant move other than the ones we've talked about.
Ooh, I'm just trying to think because there's been – I mean, Tobias Harris just signed to Detroit. That's not, like, the biggest one, but I'm just saying, like, as we're talking right now, to your point, there are moves being made. He just went to Detroit on a two-year deal for $52 million. So still guys are getting paid like that. Guys are these teams are using their cap space up like you were talking about before. But I do think – the Paul George one is the biggest one, obvious for obvious reasons. You see the role player thing. I think Derek Jones's number, like, would you say Derek Jones's number should be around Haywood Highsmith's number? Because he got 3 years for $30 million for the Clippers.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to just ballpark what Haywood's number would be with some of these other players. And I think that one was just an interesting one. The Chris Paul thing, I think I saw Heat fans trying to talk themselves into, like, the Heat going after Chris Paul for like 5 minutes before he signed with the Spurs. And then that one went out the window. And I just think that I just don't see that being the move they make. And I know everybody just wants to see a move, but like they are feel like they are playing a waiting game. And as Barry says, accept reality. And the reality is they're going to wait until something pops up. And
right.
Look, I want to ask you one thing before we close. What are your thoughts on the Mitchell situation? Because you're seeing that we're talking about things dragging out. We still haven't seen anything. I saw something earlier where there was even like some Cleveland radio shows where they were talking about the fact that why this is dragging out. It could it be like somebody in Mitchell's ear saying, do you want to lock into this type of situation long term? And is it could he be like rethinking this whole thing? Like, what do you see as this Mitchell situation dragging out? Because I think a lot of people thought when the clock hit time, he was going to sign the extension.
Yeah, it's strange. I will say that. And I'm trying not to think too much of it because we read into a lot of things with Dame last year and some turned out to be true and some turned out to be not true and some turned out to be beyond the Heat's control. I would think that there would start to be some pressure here for Mitchell to make a decision. I mean, essentially Cleveland, you know, gave him an ultimatum, which was we're going to give you the extension, but if not, we're going to trade you. And they need to recover as much value as possible if they are going to trade him. And things get a little more complicated when more teams have signed their free agents, because then in some cases, not that you wouldn't make room for Donovan Mitchell, but in some cases you've taken your team a different direction, whether it's from a cap perspective, a tax perspective, or even a fit perspective. So it's worth monitoring. Obviously, we're going to continue to monitor it. If the Knicks are out, obviously. They've done their moves. The Nets make no sense for him at this stage. I mean, they don't have anything to build with at this point. And those were the two teams that were talked about. So it feels a little Miami or bust there. And if you're the Heat in this market, in this free agent market, I think you do wait a little bit. And that could be what's playing into this, in addition to the fact that the Heat really don't have the financial vehicles to get a ton of things done right now. You know, I again, Heat fans are going to play this both ways. They're going to say they want Mitchell, and then they're going to be upset if they don't get Mitchell and nothing else gets done. Same thing. This happened last year about Dame, and then it was, well, why didn't you go get Porzingis? Well, you were waiting on Dame. You were waiting on, you know, then the Holiday thing came up. Then other things came up. So, you know, again, Holiday went there after Porzingis, but still, I think you get my point. It's worth waiting for a little bit, and they'll understand what's going on there. I mean, again, there's a strong relationship between their $166 million extended center and Donovan Mitchell. And it's not illegal for players in the NBA to talk to each other. So they'll have an idea what's going on. And I think if he's still not signed to an extension in the next couple of weeks, then yeah. I mean, I think the questions are going to get asked in Cleveland, at least until Brown's training camp starts. All right, thanks to Brady. Follow him at BradyHawk305. You can follow me at Ethan J. Skolnick of 5 Reasons Sports. We'll have more episodes as news demands it.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.